for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
1, 2, 1, 2. This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yeah. The pre-Thanksgiving edition.
No doubt.
You know?
Get ready.
Yeah. Get ready for the bird. What's good with you, man? How you doing?
Everything's good, man. Still out here in Wakanda Studios.
Yeah. So you in Wakanda for the Turkey Day?
Yeah, it's gonna be kind of messed up because we work on the Turkey Day. We got a show to put up.
Oh, they shooting it on that day?
Well, we actually shooting the wraps and all that stuff now, but it still has to be assembled and delivered. So we're gonna get a catered meal, and then I'll figure out after that where I head.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, a vagabond on Thanksgiving.
Amen. At least you got some catering. It could be worse.
You know what I'm saying? Show up. At least I know I got a lot of people out here, so I figure it'll be a table somewhere for me.
A little Friendsgiving situation out there.
I got a lot of family, so check to see what my sister doing, really.
You got a legitimate Thanksgiving, huh?
I got cousins. I got all kind of folk out here.
Oh, yeah. So you all right? You going to be fine?
My mother-in-law. Okay. They whole family.
You ain't tap in yet? See what the word is?
I'm about to tonight.
Okay.
As soon as we get off the cast, I'm going to, tap around and see what's happening.
That's what's up. That's cool. Yeah. I'm going to go out, see my sister, and do the little turkey day, sit down, chop it up, Same old shit, Macaroni, turkey, the yams, all of that shit. Just the
greens, beans, potatoes, potatoes.
You know the hook, Do that shit, kick it. My family's excited. They want to go see Queen and Slim.
Right.
The day after, not the day of, because I got my grandmother with me, so we probably ain't going to take it. But the day after, we're going to do a Friday Queen and Slim, see how that shit is.
That's what's up.
Yeah, should be good, man. I'm excited about that shit.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what they did with that show.
Yeah. I feel like one of the last people that haven't seen it. I feel like every time I scroll down Instagram, everybody walking out of another screening. Oh, yeah, I just came out of there.
Man, I'm going to tell you how mad I am.
What?
I walked out the hotel last Friday and jumped in the Uber. And then the lady was like, well, what's going on over there right across the street? I done dropped 2 people off there. I was like, I don't know. She was like, I think that says something about a Queen and Slim screening.
Dude.
I'm like, really?
Damn.
They going to have one right across the street and not invite me?
Oh, shit. Damn.
I was like, that's crazy. And it was a Spotify joint, so it was a Shaka Zulu joint.
Oh, so you could have tapped. You could have doubled
I
back.
I could have tapped in if I had known.
Yeah.
I ain't know.
Yeah. Oh, wow. You have to see it at a theater near you. And that was the theater nearest you. That shit was right across the street.
That was the nearest.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm excited. I want to check it out. I think it's going to be, should be pretty good, man. I'm excited. I've been heavy on my movie shit since the last time we spoke. I did break down and go see The Irishman in the theater. And first off, I'm quite proud of my bladder because I thugged it all the way out and had a never-ending drink. You know what I'm saying? Oh. So that surprised me.
Where'd you go?
I went to the good old, what's your spot? The good old Alamo. I didn't go to the Brooklyn one because the parking is never, it ain't that good.
Right.
So I went out conducive. It's not conducive. So I went out to the Yonkers location.
So you watched it in 70mm?
I guess. I think so. I guess. Dude, I wouldn't know what the fuck. I know I seen.
I was about to ask you, how did it look?
I watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood on 70mm, and it looked like a film. It don't look like nothing. I couldn't tell you. I'm not that. I'm not a cinephile jive like that, to that level.
Cinephile jive.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I can't all the way point that shit out. But it was dope. I enjoyed it. It didn't feel like, it was a long movie, but it didn't feel like it dragged. And it felt like it was 3.5. And it didn't feel like it was a good 3.5 hours. Like, I didn't find myself looking at my watch. Like, I was... I was all the way in throughout the whole shit. You know, people killed it. I think Joe Pesci killed it the most. You know what I mean? Like this, you'll see. Like Joe Pesci, this is a kind of a, like a scaled back Joe Pesci performance. It's not, he's not as hot-headed or, you know, manic as he can be. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. On his Joe Pesci, he's more like a little bit more subdued, a little bit more, it definitely serves the character well. You know what I'm saying? Right. So he killed it. You know, De Niro doing De Niro. Pacino. It's a good-ass movie. It's a good movie.
I need to check it out. It's still in the theaters.
It's still in the theaters, but it comes out on Netflix on Thursday.
Nah, but, you know, if you're going to watch a four-hour movie, you might as well go see it.
Shit, go do it. Go do it. Yeah, you know.
3.5 on the laptop.
Right. You might as well.
That's going to be.
But at least you can pause and do shit. You know what I mean?
That's going to be checking Twitter and shit.
Right. And that, you know what, though? I'm happy I did see it in the theater because for that very reason. I stay with like 3 screens open when I'm watching shit, and it's terrible. You know what I'm saying? Like I watch a movie and then I might pause it to Google some shit from the movie, or you know what I mean, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I saw that. I also saw Waves, the shit we was talking about last time too.
How was that?
It was cool. It was decent. It was shot well. I thought it was a musical. It's not a musical, but it's damn near a mixtape because the shit, I mean, it's got 1,000,005 needle drops throughout the shit, which is some shit that I like about movies. Like at some point I want to make a movie, but one of the things that I've always been inspired about making the movie is like the needle drop, like when you put this record on right here and how set that scene off or whatever, or how it shapes this. Like, I think you could do so much with music and movies. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
Yeah, this one, I mean, this shit was like a Frank Ocean mixtape. It was about 6 different Frank Ocean songs on there. But it was cool.
They cut a nice little deal then.
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think he might have got some type of producer credit, man. I wouldn't be surprised. Right. Who knows? But, yeah, it was good. It was a good movie. Sterling K. Brown, cat from This Is Us, he was in. He was doing his thing. Homegirl from Euphoria, forget her name, Alexi, something like that. The young girl that got choked out by her boyfriend, she's in it. My man from mid-90s, the older brother, he's in it. And then a couple of new cats, like the lead, I don't think I've ever seen him before. He was good. The sister, she was good too. I don't think I've seen her before, or the moms. You know, but overall it was good. Nice cinematography. You know what I'm saying? Nice music selections. You know what I'm saying? It kind of put together like a vibe to it. You know what I mean? Like it was cool. So that was Waves. Up. Yeah, that was my my
that was Waves. So what was your favorite out of your latest
movie
run?
Shit. Out of those two, I'm gonna go with The Irishman. But then I went on a whole Scorsese binge. I rented After Hours to see that again. Not to see that again. I'd never seen it before. See that. That was pretty good. I watched started watching King of Comedy again. You know what I mean? Just to kind of do some research type shit on like tonality. And I feel like I seen some other shit too, like online or somewhere. I feel like I've been watching a lot of shit recently. But
What you trying to do? You trying to get some inspiration or
I'm trying to get some inspiration. I'm trying to tell a story, trying to, you know, figure it out, try to shoot a story. At some point I'm gonna have to sit back down and start writing. You know, I got a couple ideas for shit, but I just wanna just watch it just to see, you know, try to get some inspiration, try to see how people move story along, try to, you know, see, you know, all of that, you know what I mean? Right. Like all of that, just preparing, you know? So
sound like you got something in the works.
I got some ideas. It ain't all the way in the works just yet, but yeah, I'm feeling good about it. Yeah,
no doubt.
Yeah, man, what's up with you, man? What's going on down there in the Wakandas?
Oh man, Wakanda's is giving me what I'm giving it. You know what I'm saying? it's like, you know, it's weird because you know, all the stuff that I set out to do as far as the work side, as far as connecting with the people. You know what I'm saying? It's all, it seemed like it's all coming together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like I came in with a certain energy and it feel like the city giving that energy right back. You know what I mean? So making some good connections, you know what I'm saying? Sniffing out some opportunities, you know, meeting cool people at cool places, doing cool shit. You know what I'm saying? Right. So it's all like, okay, I could get a better check on the vibe. Mm-hmm. Then, you know what I'm saying? You know how when you about to do some shit, mm-hmm. and then you just have a theory in your head. Mm-hmm. You don't have no real people to it, no real faces. You know, it's just, you know, open opportunity.
Right.
But then once you get into it, it starts to fill itself up with real things, real people, how you really spend your time. Mm-hmm. And I'm feeling like I'm doing a good job at spending the time in the right spots to make shit happen.
Yeah.
So yeah. So, you know, and it's a different Atlanta than I knew, you know what I'm saying? Than I thought I knew. As far as where I'm tapping in at.
Okay. You know? What's the talk to us? Tell us the difference. What are you seeing? And how are you tapping into it? You say you're being intentional.
Well, it's you know what I'm saying, from point of view where I was at before, you know, you have the main players, you know what I'm saying? All the players that you've known before, that you've already done business with, or you've already identified, right? And that's at the top of the food chain or the mid-range, you know what I mean? Those people, the famous names of Atlanta. I haven't tapped into none of that, mm-hmm. per se, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So what I've been doing is finding out, you know, who the real people on the ground that's really making shit happen. People that I wouldn't normally come across or normally wouldn't run into. The artists, the fashion people, the, you know, the podcasters, the, you know.
Right.
You're looking at the people who are actually doing things in the culture that makes it bubble.
Right.
So these are what people who were mostly invisible to me or to an outsider, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's been cool just going to the little spots and meeting the people doing the things that's kind of popping. Mm. And so, you know, I'm just doing it by, you know, connections. Is, you know, you go meet up with some person, they introduce you to another, they introduce you to two more. Mm. Next thing you know, you walk into the spot, everybody know your name. It's like, damn, shit, 3 weeks ago, I ain't know nobody.
Right, right, right.
You know? So it just puts you in the vibe of the local players. As opposed to the people that's doing all of the big stuff. Because, you know, you got those people too. And those people are important to what you do. But if you want an understanding of what's happening, mm-hmm. and an understanding of the opportunities, the top of the food chain players ain't going to break down that for you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got to get that out the mud, as they say.
So how is the cats that's in the mud, what's culturally different about their movement? What have you seen? What's some new shit? You saying it's a different Atlanta? Like, what have you?
No, it's not that it's different by the doing things that are different. Uh-huh. It's different than what I assumed and what I thought I knew.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, I knew Atlanta from the big clubs or, like, you know, your folks, Drama and Sense and, you know what I'm saying, all of the main players that everybody know and love.
Yeah.
But these, when you tap into the underbelly of it, you get a whole new set of people. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's, you know, like I said, that's the artists that are producing little things and the little things that turn into big things. You know, the ones that's doing the local flavor fashions.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And it's, you know what I'm saying? And the tripped out shit is like, no matter who you meet and how much you don't know them and shit, by the time you get to the Instagram, everybody in Atlanta got 15,000 followers.
Just off the rip.
Just off the rip.
They get that at the airport. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just because how social it is, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, damn.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers are influencers.
Making it happen out there, huh?
You know what I'm saying? Like, they take that shit serious. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, my homeboy John, he moved here last year. Mm-hmm. And he went from probably like 3,000 to 10,000 since he's been here.
What's he doing?
He's a photographer.
Okay.
But it's just once you start moving around, it's a lot. Like in New York, it seems like the social circles are a lot more closed looped. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Where you go into one set, and then it may be that little set, and it's kind of like that's them. That's what they do. Mm-hmm. You know. Then you go over here, and then that's them, and that's what they do. Right. Out here, it seems like all the little sets kind of intersect in some kind of way.
Yeah.
And therefore, the social movement, it's kind of wider. Mm-hmm. It might not scale as high, but it scales wider. Uh-huh. Like New York, you might have a motherfucker got 1,000 followers that's doing all the big shit. You know what I'm saying? Doing mm-hmm. some global campaign and shit.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah, I guess I would speculate that I would notice just sensibility wise. Mm-hmm. Atlanta, not to say New York isn't a destination city, but like how you were saying, like a lot of the culture, people that are doing a lot of shit, it's a broad stroke shit, but the people that I've been noticing that, you know, do a lot of shit in New York, there's also that whole New York approach of, you know, stay low key a little bit, kind of mm-hmm. look like you ain't trying to do too much, you know, behind mm-hmm. the scenes. You know, like there's some allure to that. That's part of the, right. the seduction of it where, you know, like Atlanta is, I got 15,000 on my Instagram and more, and people are watching, and I'm gonna put together a movie, and I came here to get it cracking. Like Atlanta, you can feel the energy. Dead ass soon as you get in Hartsville. You can feel that shit. You like, wow, right. something.
It's... Everybody coming to shoot that shot, boy.
Yes. Yeah, you can feel that shit.
From the bottom up.
Right.
The flight, the most interesting thing is the flight to Atlanta.
Yeah.
I don't care where you coming from. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be colorful. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. It's Wakanda.
It's going to be weaves to the flow. It's going to be yeah. it's gonna be Balenciaga. Tiaga, this is gonna be
right.
Gucci belt. That
right.
it's gonna be a show on the plane. Yeah. Like you said, as soon as you touch down,
it's a drip.
It's ready.
They're going for it. Yeah, Atlanta's that destination, that hot spot. Motherfuckers is going hard out there. Yeah. so you mixing and moving, huh?
Yeah, so I'm mixing it up. You know, trying to see what it is. I don't have a whole lot of time to do that, but mm-hmm. when I do it. I can see, like, over the time that I've been here, I can see the progress and how many ways that the conversation can go now.
Okay.
You know, you go in certain little neighborhoods. Like, you know, my homeboy living this one in Emin Park, mm-hmm. right? And, you know, I was over there with the crew from the production team over here. Mm-hmm. And then so I broke off from them and I went to the block where we usually go with around his block, mm-hmm. and he was at somewhere else. He wasn't around. But shit, by the time I walked into a few of the spots, I ran into about 3-4 motherfuckers that I already knew.
Right.
So it was like I'm in his hood, and I don't need a Sherpa no more.
Mm-hmm. You all you know good? I mean? Yeah.
Because I'm good now.
Right. You walking around or you driving around?
I'm doing the urban pedestrian shit. I'm on scooters. I'm on
Uber, oh really,
Lyft. You know what I'm saying? But the scooter shit that's the coolest shit out.
Is that the motorized scooters?
Yeah, the electric scooter.
I've been hearing, but isn't there a bunch of motherfuckers getting crashed up in these scooters? Somebody this just
niggas getting crashed up all the time. On
yeah,
all
no, shit. No. But I mean, it's like
it's 4 people that's been killed on them and over the last since they've been around. So last 2 years
or in Atlanta or just overall
in Atlanta.
Okay, because I've
been... They have them in Cali. They have them in, you know...
A kid just got killed in New York with the scooter in
yeah,
Brooklyn.
Yeah, but that's not legal in New York.
No.
Not these kind of schools.
No. This place... Well, this was a scooter program that just... I want to say it was...
You talking about Revel?
I don't know the name of the scooter program, maybe, but it was a scooter program that just kind of kicked off maybe about a month, 2 months ago. It's a young mm-hmm. kid. He was 16 years old. First of all, he was too young to be on the scooter because they say you got to be 18 to get the scooter or something like that. Somehow he got the scooter, right. and he got hit by a tow truck and killed.
Right.
But what right, I'm just saying, like, right. I'm just saying, I mean, I don't know if it's just, you know, just the media propaganda or whatever, but you know how when people found out vaping was bad for you, there was a whole bunch of stories. Like, I'm feeling that same type of energy with the scooter talk. People are like, scooter, beware.
Now, so the scooters that are in New York, they're not the same. They're like actual, like Honda scooters, like scooters, okay. But they're electric. Right. So they're like, they're kind of like motorcycles. Like, you sit down on it, get
like
the helmet.
Like a Vespa or some shit.
Yeah, like it's that kind of scooter. I'm talking about the kick push scooter, okay. But with an electric motor on it.
Yeah, that's what I think. That's the same shit.
Nah, they're not in New York. They don't have those in New York yet. They not. They didn't. They haven't allowed those in New York, like Birds and Limes and shit like that.
Okay.
But they do have Revel, which is like a motorized scooter, like a Vespa.
Okay.
But here you got the kick push joints.
So it's like a city bike type thing.
Yeah, it's like, so you just, actually, you could do it through Uber. You just walk up to it, scan it, beep, and then you out.
You know what? Now, it was a Lime scooter, but it's in Jersey. My bad. It wasn't
Yeah,
it's in Elizabeth. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Because they don't have them in the city.
Right.
But you jump on the joint and roll out. Now, they say you ain't supposed to ride on the sidewalk. They say all kind of shit with the rules and shit.
Right.
But common sense in my world, these motherfuckers ain't looking out for no scooter nigga on the peace street. Nah, you know what I'm saying? It ain't no bike lane. Yeah. So I'ma do what my common sense say. I'ma ride the sidewalk till they tell me, you know what I'm saying, till they pull me over. I know how not to hit nobody, but shit, I don't know how not to get hit.
Right.
And the only way I know that is to not be in the street with it. I hit a back street.
Can you control the speed? Is it like you press a, is it kind of like you rev?
Yeah, it's like a little throttle, like a little thumb throttle.
What's it go to about? 30?
Hit about 15,
Okay.
And, but like when you in, like you in midtown, I'm in midtown, so it's like everywhere you got to go is kind of like a little short spot, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And also, everywhere you got to go, like in the Uber around here, you might be going four blocks.
Right.
It's $9. Just to get in the motherfucker.
Damn.
But on the scooter, hit that bitch, you be there in 3 minutes. That shit costs you $1.25.
So would you lock it up like a city bike type thing?
Nah, you just unlock it, and then when you're done, in riding, it's locked back by itself.
Will you take it into the spot?
No, it ain't yours. You leave it outside on the sidewalk.
That's what I said. You lock it up like a city bike.
No, you don't lock it up. You just leave the shit right there.
You just dock it.
You don't even dock it. You just put the kickstand down and walk away. In ride, walk away.
Oh, so you just pay for the ride, and then once you stop, you can't go no further.
Once you stop and say in ride, it ends the ride.
And you can leave that shit anywhere.
Well, within the zones of where it's supposed to be. If you go to LA, you'll see them bitches just all over the place, just laid out like just like fucking Sims.
Really?
Like a, you know what I'm saying?
Like bodies. Like,
yeah, just somebody just jumped off the bitch and just let it fall. But it's cool. Like, it looks crazy, but it's a cool transportation mode because it gets you where you need to go in a short distances and shit. In a nice little amount of time that traffic will have you hold up. Like, actually, I had to deliver the show on one of them motherfuckers one day because Trump was in town and had the streets all messed up.
Okay.
So the spot was a mile away. I hit the scooter. Boom. You know what I'm saying? Hit that mile and got there within 6 minutes.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But the cat that was following me, it took him 25 to get there in the car.
Wow.
So, you know, in urban settings, where you just go on these little short distance, it works. Yeah. New York is too crowded, so you know what I'm saying. Them shits ain't gonna make much sense in New York because it's too many motherfuckers.
I'm seeing a lot of people kick pushing scooters, and I'm gonna be honest with you. I see you out here, you know, you seem to be pro scooter. And, you know, obviously, you know, you out there doing it and you've experienced a little bit of the benefit. But from my side, I can't lie. That shit look goofy when I see these older people on these kick push scooters in the fucking way. It's killing.
Yeah, it ain't the small kick push joints. It ain't the razors. They're a little bigger.
Okay.
A little more bulky. They got a motor on them. And
I'm seeing grown people out here still razoring it out. They about 60.
Yeah, because, I mean, them shits like you might look funny, but when your ass zipping through that 10-minute walk in two, you know what I'm saying?
I guess. Shit. Yeah, I guess. You know what I mean? I hear
everybody ain't worried. Everybody ain't worried about it. Look, somebody, one of my people, they like, I can't imagine you on no kick push scooter.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I be like, shit, I throw on my goddamn shit, jump on that motherfucker and roll out, man. And be having my little coat flapping in the wind. Shit. I don't give a fuck.
Oh shit. Looking like the little prince.
You know what I'm saying? Shit. Exactly. Shit, I be standing up that motherfucker prouder than a belt.
Oh, shit.
Like, shit, look at me now.
Oh, man.
I see the motherfuckers at the red light be looking, but I be like, shit, I'm cool, man.
Right.
I'm still sliding on y'all.
That's funny. So, yo, man, how's Central Ave going?
Central Ave is doing great, man.
Yeah.
It's, you know, starting to smooth out
mm-hmm.
the processes,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, the storytelling, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Hosts getting their legs under them.
Right.
What's
the response been in the world, in the streets?
It's been doing good. The van on the street's been popping, you know what I'm saying? Jaleesa just came from the AMAs.
Okay.
That show was cracking. Got a lot of talk value on that. But, I produce on the van on the streets thing, so I pay more closer attention to that side. So that shit's been doing pretty good.
Okay.
So, you know, no word on if we go in the series or not, but, you know, I guess soon come.
Yeah, man. Good luck. Yes. Fingers crossed on that, man. I think it's going to happen.
No doubt.
Van on the streets been popping? It's been good?
Yeah. It's actually on the streets with Van Lathan.
Okay, all right. We'll talk about
but it's
that.
Been doing good. It's okay. been doing good. You know, he got a nice following.
Yeah.
And people support him, and it's his first thing since TMZ. So
right.
You know, actually, when we was doing it last week, you know, a lot of people were kind of like still shouting out TMZ. You know?
Right.
So we kind of made it into a little joke. Inside
mm-hmm.
the piece,
mm-hmm.
if you look that up on the YouTube,
okay,
you know what I'm saying, on the Central Ave TV YouTube channel, you'll see it.
Right.
You know, so you know it's just he's funny, he's quick on his feet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, his ad libs are always good,
mm-hmm.
so it makes for funny interactions with regular people.
That's what it is. That's what's up. Yeah. Shout out to Van Lathan, man. Yeah, I've been watching. I like Jaleesa's walk on the set. She when at the start of the show, her walk on be strong, B. Both of them.
Saunter. That's
yeah.
a saunter.
Yeah, we coming to it. Yeah. We ready for this show. Did you see the AMAs?
I just saw pieces. I didn't watch the whole thing.
I saw a little bit. I didn't see the whole shit, but I saw the Lizzo performance.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was all right. I thought it was. I had.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, oh, shit.
What's that? Why, a lot of people don't think it?
No, I didn't think you would be into Lizzo.
This is the second time you might have said that, man. I don't understand.
You said you ain't like the flute or some shit.
Oh, I'm not a big. I think the flute is a gimmick. And I think she's giving the flute. She ain't fluted up on this one. I'm trying to tell you that flute shit get phased out album one. I've seen it happen. That flute ain't. Niggas ain't coming for the flute. But, you know, I fuck with Lizzo because I was introduced to her not a long time ago, but I first time I heard about her on a podcast before I even knew she was an artist. Mm-hmm. Hannibal had her on his podcast a couple years ago, and she was just funny. She seemed cool, whatever. So I started kind of following and seeing what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but as of late, I seen that, you know, Lizzo get a lot of hate. Like a lot of people kind of, they don't really fuck with her a little bit. There's a lot of she not with us type shit. You know what I'm saying?
With like us, like who is us?
Like it feel like, kind of feels like the black audiences aren't really embracing her like that. You know what I'm saying? They kind of
they don't feel like she's with the blacks.
No, I don't think they don't think that she's with the blacks as a person per se. But I think that the music, they feel like, you know what I mean? Maybe the people ain't feeling it like that. It kind of gets dismissed a little bit. And I, you know. Mm-hmm. I seen a little clip online. I ain't see the whole shit, but I seen a clip online of her tiny desk, And she was singing like a motherfucker on there. I was like, yo, Lizzo could sing when she wanted to get it cracking. And on the AMAs, she was going for it. I mean, it was a little, it got a little guttural. You know what I mean? A little bit of, you know, a little straining and wailing at the end. But I think that was more for the performance aspect of it. You know what I mean? But I'm just like, damn, where's the, what's the hate about? You know what I'm saying? Why is it, you know, what you think?
I mean, once you start winning, there's always going to be some separation and some division, you know. And then if the, you know, it's always the people who weren't supporting you in the beginning that's going to automatically put you on the other side, especially if white audiences found you. You know, we hate to be, you know, we hate to be second to discover a motherfucker.
Right. Yeah. But we be often second. But, nigga, you know what I mean? Honestly, not often second, but you know, like, I don't want
to. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead.
It's just difficult when, you know what I'm saying, an artist gets embraced by a subset, and then you're like, you know, you start to feel like that artist is not for you just based on their audience that
their
that
crowd
discovered them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you have a lot of that, especially when the artist starts to blow.
Right.
You know? Then, you know, you can't really stake a claim and you can't really, you know, put your whole heart into it, or you got a bandwagon.
Right.
And I don't think Lizzo has cut through all the way enough to win through the bandwagoners. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like Cardi B cut through to where the bandwagon people had to just say, you know what? I know she was, I called the ghetto.
Right.
And I talked about her teeth and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I thought she was a clown. Mm-hmm. But that's my girl now. You know what I'm saying?
Right. This Bodak Yellow was fire. I'm feeling it.
Right.
Yeah.
So she cut through enough to win the bandwagon approval.
Right. No. Yeah, that's, I'm seeing that with Lizzo. It ain't really all the way. The arms haven't been opened all the way. You know?
Nah, but she pushing through.
Yeah.
She's gonna be fine.
Yeah, she's gonna be. I'm curious to see that episode. She's gonna be on the Eddie Murphy episode of Saturday Night Live. I'm curious to see how that's a good look.
That's a great look.
Yeah, you know. So we're gonna see what that is. That's the Christmas episode too. So that's gonna be bananas.
That's what's up.
Yeah, you said something that reminded me of some other shit. Oh, you said something about Cardi B. Have you seen any of Rhythm and Flow?
Nah, not yet. All the young people on the production, they always ask, "Have you seen Rhythm and Flow?"
Uh-huh. What's their take? They feeling it or they?
They love it. They love it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They love it.
Yeah. It's good. It's good. Go ahead.
What you think of who you fuck with off of that?
Well, see, the thing, this is what fucked me up about Rhythm and Flow. I might have maybe seen maybe one episode before, you know, it was announced who won. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. once people found out, D Smoke won because he was doing press and shit like that, mm-hmm. I was less inclined to watch the show because I'm like, well, fuck, I already, you know what I mean? I already know who won. But everybody, mm-hmm. a lot of people coming up to me like, yo, have you seen Rhythm and Flow? Like, a lot of, like, my friends was like, yo, it's a good show. You would fuck with it. You like it. Da-da-da-da-da. So I said, I said, you know, I already know who's going to win, but let me check it out. And I like the shit. I like it a lot. I think it's, and typically, I'm not even a big fan of those type of shows. You know what I mean? Not like... Mm-hmm. I'm against them, but I typically don't get pulled into like the American Idols or the Voices or whatever the other ones are. Like that don't always pull me in. You know what I'm saying? But I like this one. I think the first thing that I pulled me in was just the dynamic between the three of them, between T.I., mm-hmm. Chance, and Cardi, just how they interact. You know what I mean? And how they kind of, you know, they maintain their own identity, you know, amongst the group, you know what I'm saying? And how they kind of, you know, their own little quirks and shit like that. You know, when you judging, you know, you gotta take a point of view, you gotta take a stance, you gotta be the bad guy, you know what I'm saying? Or the bad lady, the bad woman, you know what I'm saying? Every so often. Right. And it's interesting to see how they do it, you know, on a couple different levels, like how constructive the criticism is. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The way they look at it, you know what I'm saying? Because it's almost like watching artists talk like A&Rs too. You know what I mean? Because right. you don't often hear, you know, when it's artists, you typically just hear about the art. You know what I mean? And, you know, maybe not the strategy of it isn't laid as bare typically. You typically hear that when you're talking to A&R. See, you need this type of record because if you do that type of record, people going, you know what I mean, when you put it out into the world. So it's interesting to hear, you know, T.I., Cardi, even Chance, like, I mean, it's a cool record, but I don't know what the response will be in the market. You know, that's kind of, you know what I mean? That's kind of different to hear, but it's like, you know, I guess this is the business. You know, this is the business that we're in. So there's that. Cardi B funny than a motherfucker on that shit. They all funny, but Cardi, she just wants some other shit. You know what I mean? Just her own rhythm is just, right. You know what I mean? So there's that. You know, Chance is for real about that religion. You know what I'm saying? Like, he don't play no games. He's like, you say anything that's nearly somewhat could be misconstrued about some demonic shit, he don't like that. He'll point it out. It's kind of interesting. But as far as the performers, who's cracking on there? So you know the kid D-Smoke wins. So it's kind of, yeah. You kind of already know, so you're already watching to see how he wins, and you know what I mean? Like, you saying, okay, so how he gonna win in this situation? And he a bad motherfucker. Like, he's from Inglewood. His brother is the guy Sir, that's on TDE. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? He's got a lot of that, like, Kendrick kind of intensity. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't really a game type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's Bruce Lee type focus. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But he be resonating and shit. He always rapping in Spanish, which is cool. Kind of it's less a gimmick than you would think. Because initially you're like, all right, okay, all right, I can dig it. Here we go. You know what I mean? Because you've seen people do that. It's almost like the flute. You know what I mean? You know, shout out to my Latinos. No, you know what I mean? No, but it's just like, it would typically be some shit but it moves with it. Like, he make it rhyme in the way where the shit be on beat, and even the Spanish rhymes, you know what I'm saying? And then when you train, it's some crazy shit. So that's dope. There's a performer on there, London B. She's from Atlanta, former stripper, Mad Energy, Crazy Flow. A lot of people
like her.
Yeah, a lot of people like her. She got like a split hair, like kind of like a skunk type of, hairstyle type thing. I'm trying to think of who she, you know, but
one of my homeboys sent me all her stuff. I guess he's starting to work with her.
Yeah,
and that's how he introduced her. Like, yo, she was the one that had. She was a fan favorite on Rhythm and Flow.
Right. Yeah. She did her thing. She's dope. Who else did I fuck with? London B is cool. They got the cat Flawless, who's from Rhode Island. He's kind of throwback, you know what I mean? Like, throwback 90s era type rap, you know what I mean? Like, his whole shit. There was this cat on there called Old Man Saxon, who was mad funny. He was that was his bit. Like, he was just, he wasn't even that old, but he was like, probably in his 30s or whatever. got like a receding hairline, so he'll wear like a suit. You know what I'm saying? He kind of got like an old man type of sensibility. He'll say some old funny, but he funny as shit. He funny, his delivery kind of crazy. So they got an episode. I don't want to fuck shit up. You know what I mean? I want you to watch it, but he's dope. He was dope. You know what I'm saying? But he didn't make it all the way through. But obviously fucked that up. you know, D Smoke wins, so everybody that ain't D Smoke, they get eliminated. But those were some of the standouts. There's some other cats from, you know, along the way that get cut off and shit like that. Mm-hmm. But it's worth checking out, man. I haven't even seen all the way through. I'm probably maybe 3 episodes from the ending, but some shit to check out. Rhythm and Flow,
no doubt,
they funny on there. They're funny on there. It's very interesting to see that shit.
That's for
sure. And the interesting thing is, I think they could run it back, because from what I understand, they just, you know, they're giving you $250,000, and that's it. You know what I mean? You got your, we giving you some bread, some seed money to go get it cracking. We giving you this exposure. Are you not tied to nobody? You're not, I don't believe you signed to anybody. You know what I'm saying? So you could take this momentum in this paper to keep your shit going. You just got the stamp. You've been on the thing. And I think they could probably just run it back. You know what I'm saying? Do a whole nother one.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah.
I bet they will.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah. Check it out if you get a chance.
I will. Yeah. As soon as I get a chance, I'm gonna catch up on all that shit.
Yeah, man. That's it, man. I ain't got a whole lot.
What else, cracking, man? I've been fucking around. I just realized what kind of fan I am of sports and shit.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm just here for the action, boss.
Yeah, for the highlights.
For the
narratives, so, yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? I've been following the Lamar Jackson story since he was at Louisville.
Okay.
And, you know what I'm saying? Because he's from South Florida. Okay. You know what I mean? And he just run. He, you know what I'm saying? His style, he like a real black kid. Like, you know what I'm saying? One of them kids in school that just run so damn different and special than everybody else that you just – sit back and watch the nigga like, damn, that nigga down faster than the motherfucker.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? You know, yeah. Just know, you know what I'm saying? Got style to how he run.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. Shake motherfuckers up. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So ever since I seen him at Louisville, mm-hmm. and then I watched one of his high school highlights, like he had shook somebody and then like got all the way down to the one and then kind of stopped. Mm-hmm. And then just took one step into the end zone. I'm like, oh, this nigga here be showing out.
Mm-hmm.
So when he didn't get drafted, like, you know what I'm saying, high, when they kept him on the board all the way to the end of the first round, I was like, damn, they trying to play the nigga. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And how they were saying he should be a wide receiver or something like that as opposed to a quarterback.
Right.
And he stood his ground, you know what I mean? Now to watch him showing out every week with Baltimore.
Right.
I be looking for his shit. Where Baltimore at? Fuck all that.
Yeah, nah. He hot. He hot right now.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's because once he shake loose from him, boy, he gonna give you a show.
Yeah.
And everybody they compare him to Vic.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But the thing I see like different than like Vic was faster than a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And he'll hit it and be out. And he did have that. He will shake you up, break your ankles, all that shit. But it seemed like when Lamar doing that shit, he be seeing the motherfucker. He be seeing three moves ahead. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
He'll go this way intentionally to make this part of the secondary go that way.
Mm-hmm.
Then he'll hit it going all the way the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll see two motherfuckers right here, and then he'll head straight at them,
right.
Which is confusing.
Right.
And then split their ass and be out. Pew!
Yeah. Yeah,
he's like he's seeing all that shit. You could tell that he's seeing that shit. He ain't just doing it. He ain't just running for his life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's seeing how he about to do this shit to your ass.
Yeah, he'd see the whole field like he just chopped it all the way up. Yeah,
yeah. So I like that shit. I like when that motherfucker be out there.
Yeah, now I've been seeing a lot of people talking about him on like you know since I done cut the cord. I'm kind of assed out. I was trying to catch that Ravens game yesterday. Everybody was like, oh, he's you know like he's Lamar. He's been a you know, people talking about him.
Yeah, he fucked him up last night. Yeah. It's on ABC, dog. Didn't you get
that? Nah, it was on ESPN. That game was on ESPN. Monday Night Football, ESPN. I didn't get that.
Yeah, you got to deal with just the highlights then.
Yeah, I got to wait for it to hit the YouTubes or something.
Nah, it's a it's
you
a
can watch it on
now.
An app, too, I heard, too. You could watch.
Yeah, yeah. And then it's a, like, when I first cut the cord.
Right.
It's a site called.
Fubo?
No, not Fubo. That's some new shit.
Okay.
This shit been around. But you got to deal with all the pop-up ads and all this shit.
Streaming
joints?
Figure
your way through it.
Yeah.
Right. You got to figure your way through the maze of ads.
Right.
But once you get through it, they have all the games. Front Row Sports.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about that. Yeah. It's tough.
Front Row Sports be having a lot of games. They be having most of the games.
Right. Yeah, but you got to deal with a million pop-ups. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, the pop-up game is crazy.
Yeah.
But once, like I said, it's like three ads, three moves you got to make to get to it. But they kind of like hide the little click outs where you click the X.
Right.
They be playing with the X so you don't know where it's at.
Right.
But once you figure it out, you know how to get through it real quick. Bing, bing, bing.
And then they won't pop up for a while?
Nah, once you get through it, they don't pop up no more.
I'm going to have to check it out.
But well, you know, to get through it, you're going to have, you know what I'm saying, a bunch of pop-unders and shit up under your thing.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out. Yeah, some of the listeners been hitting us with places to check out. Lowcast.org. DJ K9 hit us with suggested a little spot to go see shit. I forgot some other spot too. I can't find right this second. But yeah, nah, he's exciting. He is the, you know what I mean? He seemed like on track. We're going to see if he's going to make it. He's trying to get a Super Bowl, he said.
Everybody in the league need to be trying to get a Super Bowl.
We're going to see. I saw somebody, who's the cat? My man. Never mind. I can't find the shit, but yeah. He one of them cats. They basically, the tweet was, we've seen this before. This is one of those athletes that is the super exciting to see, and you be excited to, hopefully they make it to the Super Bowl. But then they get to the playoffs, get bounced out by Brady, and Brady only throw for 180 that game, and he just bounced them out of there. We've seen it before, kind of shit. Like, you know, like managing the expectations. Because
let them do that for themselves. You know what I'm saying? Right. Everybody got their own way of doing shit. Right. You know what I'm saying? But Brady ain't going to be here forever. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, hey, man, it's all good.
Yeah, man.
It's all good. That niggas don't say that shit about, you know what I'm saying? When LeBron was going to all the finals every year, you know what I'm saying? We've seen this before.
Mm.
You know, East Coast teams get their hopes up and they only get bounced out by LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But that don't stop people from getting excited about the new talent and the new teams.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like the nigga Ja Morant out at Memphis and shit. You know what I mean? This is a lot of new cats. You know, Zion ain't get his chance yet, but you know.
He hurt, right?
Yeah. So it's, you know what I'm saying? That's what made the game go, the exciting new cats. You
of
know
course,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like after you have one superstar that, like Jordan, who held the shit down, you had to give Iverson a chance, man.
Right.
You know?
Right. Speaking of new cats, this kid Carmelo Anthony's out there on the Blazers.
Yeah, I heard this nigga getting busy last night.
What, 25 and 30 or something like something crazy? 30.
Carmelo got his wife back on that shit.
Hilarious.
Shit.
Oh man. Yeah, I've been missing that too. I'm just seeing the clips, people talking about it. You know.
Yeah, she held up a sign. Somebody said she held the shit up like. She ain't even call his name. She just waited for him to look like, take the phone.
Wait, what happened?
It's like she held up, his phone was on the FaceTime video.
Mm-hmm.
And she held up the phone so his son could see. And Melo was on the sideline or whatever. And then he finally looked up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know what I'm saying? Then, you know, I guess I spoke to his son. But you know how the internet gonna make a meme out of everything and shit.
Okay.
And it was kind of like she ain't even call his name. She was just like, here go the phone.
Okay.
Like when you got to call your son and you ain't in good relationship with your baby mama.
Right.
Here go your daddy. Take your phone.
Mm.
But shit, my wife do that shit to me in our house. I call her. My daughter answer the phone. Like, where's your mama? I called your mama.
Mm-hmm. Pass it off.
You know what I'm saying? Here go your daddy.
Funny.
That shit be bugging me out.
Yeah, man. So Melo looking good out there. That's good to see.
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? He deserve a farewell run. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A season or two to get up out of here on a casual tip.
Yeah, we'll see.
Nigga don't just want to get bounced out.
Did he get bounced out? Was that what happened?
I mean, nobody wouldn't sign him. Shit. Just bounced out.
Yeah, I thought the whole situation was he didn't want to not start. That was
the talk around his name.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That he wouldn't take a lesser role, but he went on TV to try to bat that down.
Right, he did that with Stephen A. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know what it was, but we'll probably never know. We're not privy to it, but you know why? Shit, a lot of niggas get chances, and he still has some gas in the tank.
Mm-hmm.
Why why not give Melo a chance? He got a good name and some gas in the tank. He could help somebody.
Yeah, he getting to do it. He getting this shit off. You know.
Sound good to see him, you know what I'm saying? Show some of that old vigor. Even dunked on somebody, you know what I'm saying? Not really on nobody, but he took to the hoop and dunked on a nigga.
There you go. Shout out to Melo.
Word up.
Got quiet. Yeah, I said shout out to Melo. just shout out to Melo. There it was. There it was. He doing his thing, you know.
I thought that was the end of the segment.
Nah, I'm just, it was kind of, you know, I think on a certain level, I think there's still Knicks fans that feel a way, like, you know what I mean? They fuck with Melo, but, you know, a little disappointed that nothing happened. You know what I mean? But that ain't got a whole lot to do with him. That's just the Knicks.
Generations ain't shit happening.
Hey, man. You can't, feelings are feelings.
When the last time shit happened, man? Y'all gonna blame it on one nigga?
Nah, I ain't got, you know, the expectations got high. That's all. That's all it was. Right. You know, sometimes cats' expectations get high. You get somebody that's Melo like on that level, you like, oh shit, we might be a contender. You know what I'm saying? And I think that is what kind of got a lot of people like, damn. Oh well, fuck it. You know, do your thing. Go ahead, man. See, handle your business.
They got RJ Barrett.
Yeah.
But it looked like Brooklyn might be doing something for them, according to Kevin Durant.
We'll see when he come back. We'll see. Kyrie been getting busy over there a little bit, from what
Kyrie
I see.
Kyrie stay
I
mean. Getting busy.
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
He exciting.
Yeah. We will see what happens, man. I can't, you know, my sports conversation is very limited. Again, like, I ain't the biggest sport. I don't watch a whole lot of this shit. And again, I don't even have the accoutrements to watch the shit. So I'm all the way disconnected. So right now I'm just hitting you with a lot of generalities. Like, yeah, Kyrie doing this thing. Yeah,
that's all
see
most
you.
Niggas be doing.
That's
anyway.
That's it. And I mean, I'm exhausting it at this point. It's done. At the next line, I'm going to say
don't be knowing.
Yeah, next thing I'm going to say is, go ahead, Bron. That's it.
They'll be knowing they go in the barbershop armed with some generalities.
Nah, some cats be knowing, though. Some cats know.
I ain't saying all cats don't be knowing. I'm just saying a lot of cats don't be knowing.
Yeah, but
it's more niggas like you than, you know what I'm saying, that be really knowing.
Right. But what happens sometimes is you'll see those cats like me get crossed up in the conversation. You know what I mean? They be like, you'll be hitting them. You'll get a little generality momentum, and then somebody hits you with some shit that's deeper than what you're talking about. Then you're like, oh.
You talking to me, man.
Yeah, man. Let me fall.
I ain't finna cross you up because I don't know shit. I started this shit by saying I'm just looking for the action.
Right.
Who got the action?
What else is good?
And that's it, man. Yeah. Lining this shit down, ready to come back to the city.
Yeah, when you done? When you coming back to New York?
2 weeks. Well, a week and a half now.
Oh, okay. All right, bye. And then y'all wait, find out what's what?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's something brewing, but I don't, you know, I ain't got the information.
Okay.
So we'll see.
But what you got for the rest of the week? What you doing? Where you going to be at?
I'm gonna be at Central Ave every fucking day until Saturday. Okay. Then take it from there. See if I can get up out of town and see my family. And other than that, man, you can catch me around here, man. I'll be somewhere in the A.
Right.
Catch me flying by on a bird.
There you go. Jacket flapping.
Sliding through with my coat flapping in the wind, my coat tail flapping.
Blasting Lupe kick push.
Nah, it ain't no kick push.
Oh, right.
It's got a motor.
Straight throttle action, huh?
I just be straight throttle, standing straight in the air.
Fast and furious.
Feet at a 45 degree angle, push.
There you go. That's what's
say
up.
Say something.
You ain't slide had a spill through. Yet, have you?
Nah, well, I'm going to have a spill.
I'm
for.
Just asking, man. It happens sometimes. It's how it starts. That's how it happens.
Man.
Hey, man, it's part Dang, of the
yeah, you
got
to keep your head on the swivel and pay attention to your surroundings.
You wear a helmet or no?
No, I don't wear no helmet.
Oh, okay.
Not because I wouldn't. I just ain't got one.
I'm just curious if they even make people do that type of shit.
I ain't never seen. I mean, they say get a helmet.
Oh, okay.
But like I tell you, I take the safe ride. I ain't finna ride that shit in the street
with
cars. I ain't got no bumper. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You be feeling butt naked out there like, shit, this ain't gonna work. And out here, it's not like they paying attention for the pedestrian like that, because they not, it's not endemic to their culture.
Right. It's no lanes even. Yeah.
I mean, it's no pedestrian lanes, but it's just like, drivers here are not even used to people walking, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And shit like that. So they just doing what cars do. Mm-hmm. Like, at least in New York, you know, at the red light, there's going to be some pedestrians crossing the street. So you might not want to just be in that corner crazy.
Right.
You might not want to run that red light turning right. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's going to be niggas in the crosswalk.
Right.
But here, they don't have that sensibility.
It's not a whole lot of traffic like that. Not a lot of walking traffic.
Yeah, not a lot of pedestrian traffic. So I'll be watching for the cars, really. Mm-hmm. I'm going to let they ass have it. Like I said, I ain't got no bumper. Y'all go ahead, man. You got it, dog.
You got that. Take it easy.
And they really don't be paying attention.
Yeah. Well, Atlanta's not known for their drivers. No, you know. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Even though they did give me my driver's license. So shout out to them. And, you know. Take the shot. But yeah, the driving out there has always been kind of shaky-baky, to be totally honest with you. And anyway. Yeah, man, I ain't going to be... I'm going to be around. I'm going to be in the streets, man, doing shows or whatever. And shit, until then, I'll be here. You know, back next week. So until then, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out. Yes,
to be in the conversation.